So you noticed that there was a kind of gap in the musical offerings of the city, and there was a demand for jazz, and what are the other kinds of music that are improvisational?
Well, there's the foundation of what Ars Nova does is perhaps the free jazz movement of the 60s and 70s, and that continuum. So the work of John Coltrane and Ornette Coleman and their trajectories and the music that is directly influenced by the work of the great masters. But over the past 50 years or more, there's a lot of improvised music that isn't necessarily jazz-based or blues-based, or it may have no real connection to American aesthetics. So, you know, there's a European improvised music world. There's music that is dealing with sound and the art of sound and noise and informed by, you know, much different practices than maybe what were coming out of New Orleans or St. Louis 80 years ago. And we're trying to build a conversation around all of these different trajectories and how there really are connections to be made.
You say in your literature that your mission is to elevate jazz, improvisation, and experimental music in contemporary culture. What do you mean by that, to elevate it?
Well, you know, we're living in Philadelphia in 2013, and this is a city that was home to John Coltrane and Dizzy Gillespie and Sun Ra, and the list goes on and on. It was a home where jazz musicians could really feel comfortable exploring their practice and getting work and even defining their international profile, you know, while having Philadelphia as their home base. But, you know, to speak to the mission of the organization, we're interested in providing a space that audiences, that musicians can own, even if it's for an hour and a half. This is an opportunity for them to get into a room and to not have to be concerned with disruptions, interruptions, and not in the formal, you know, how do you participate in receiving art sort of context, but in the sense that this music, maybe it doesn't belong in the club anymore. Maybe it belongs in a space that is more helpful to the receiving experience.
You mean where people are quiet and more attentive, as in a recital hall, as opposed to a club? Is that what you're talking about?
It is what I'm talking about. I mean, it's at least one aspect of what I'm talking about. It's about putting the music before everything else and creating context for the work. Since we were founded and the organization has had its own wonderful path. We developed partnerships with the University of Pennsylvania and with the International House, and now with the Philadelphia Art Alliance and many other venues, and tried to be adventurous presenters, not only presenting adventurous music, but doing things in spaces that were unconventional, that we could bring music to perhaps for the first time, and to not only help contextualize the work and create a space that does elevate it, but to do things that are even site-specific and, playing on each other.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.